Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of the Oscar Mike Media Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Chris Lipscomb, returning from my little break last week. I'm joined, as per normal, this week by the head of Oscar Mike Media and editor-in-chief over at thesixaxis.com, Peter Chapman. Say hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter. 2 minutes and 34 seconds. You were talking through 2:30, so I couldn't really interrupt you.
Peter is going to let us know how long he's been recording for some reason. We're also joined this week by head dude over at screendemon.com, part of the Oscar Mike Media family, Lewis Gaston. Say hello, Lewis.
Alhamdulillah.
And which language was that this week?
I know, one of those Middle Eastern ones.
That's fine.
Yeah, Peter, be vaguely racist about them, because they don't get aggro at all.
Yeah. No, because I said bless you.
Oh, fine.
That's what you say when you sneeze. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, fine. They seem to be... the Arabs are perfectly chilled out about everything.
Why wouldn't they be?
Exactly. Right. Apparently, Peter tells me this has been half a year, because it's 26 and that's half of 52. Maths, I don't know.
Crazy. What is that by pi?
I don't fucking know.
What kind of pi?
3.14 pi.
3.14 pies? I don't think I could eat that many.
All right, 3.142 pies.
Well, surely that will decide that that all depends on the size of the pie.
I like big pies, and I cannot lie.
But if someone gave you like 3.14 tiny pies, you could easily eat them.
Who makes tiny pies?
The pies you get in supermarkets are pretty small.
Fascists.
Frey Bentos. No, not Frey Bentos. Pucker. They make Thai pies. Yeah. Thai pies?
Thai pies. Thai pies with green curry in them.
Yeah.
They're like pies made by George Lucas.
But Frey Bentos do make tiny pies as well. They make big pies, but they also make tiny pies. Yeah, that's pucker pies.
Pucker pies.
Pucker pies are a bit shit, really, aren't they?
I haven't had one in years.
They're not good.
Are they not
somehow
pucker?
They're not really pucker at all. It lies.
Taxi.
That's why they're not really taxi, because that's why they're called pucker pies. They didn't just pick pucker as a word. They're like, oh, pucker means good, right? Yeah, we call them that.
How do you know that? You don't know that for a fact.
He was sitting in on the meeting.
Yeah.
You've just assumed that because they're called pucker pies.
Do you not know that I'm a high-powered marketing executive?
Don't give me that bollocks. You don't know it for a fact. You try and make me look stupid.
Do you want me to email?
Show me some hard evidence, and then I'll say sorry.
I have to email Pucker Pies.
Go on.
And all right, I'll find their contact details after this.
Do it now, because I'm not carrying on with this podcast until I get my apology.
So apparently this has been half a year of podcasts.
Fuck. I just nearly threw my glass on the floor. That would have been a messy.
Oh, Peter, what are you doing?
I drank like half a pint of Diet Coke and I just finished it and I was setting my glass back up and I nearly dropped it on the floor.
I thought it was going to be like, have you seen 4?
Yeah, yes.
yeah. Jokes, etc. Have you seen that film?
That film, yeah.
It's because the brilliant bit where he throws his mug on the floor. That's how I imagined you.
Yeah.
It's like, I finished with this Coke, smash.
Pretty much.
Oh, good.
Can I go get a drink?
No. Hold on. Did you raise your hand?
I did.
Oh.
Well, all right, if you're quick.
All right.
Go and get it quickly and we'll fill time.
You can slag me off while I'm gone.
We'll slag you off when you're here.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, while he's gone, let's... Peter, do you think my plan... Because you know DC are doing this relaunch in September.
Right. Yes.
And they're doing 50, and there's 52 number ones that month.
52?
52 issue ones, yeah.
Okay.
And my local comic shop is doing it for £1.50 an issue.
Jesus.
Because they get a special deal, because DC are doing it like you can return them for like 2/3 of the cover price if they don't sell.
Okay.
So they don't mind doing like a bigger thing, because there's no real risk for them.
Yeah.
So do you think I should get all 52?
That will be like £75.
Yeah, but I spend like that much on comics a month anyway.
Jesus.
I spent £26 yesterday.
Yes, I think you should definitely do that.
Yeah, it's my plan. I think it's a good plan.
It's a ridiculous amount of money to spend on comic books. But at least yeah, it would be funny. And if it's funny, I don't care if you go bankrupt.
Yeah, it would be entertaining. But I also kind of need to save up money to get stuff to like actually record podcasts at Eurogamer.
What?
Which is it?
What month are they doing the reboot?
September, same month as Eurogamer.
Shit. What do we need for Eurogamer podcasts?
We just need some way of recording things into my laptop, which I do kind of have, but it'd be a bit shit.
So you need to think about it. You need like a little mixing desk.
Well, I've got a mixing desk, but then I kind of remix it down to two channels, so you'd only record two channels.
Okay.
But I can buy like a USB mixing desk, which will let you record all the channels.
Okay.
But that's like £170.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's a lot of money for just stuff at Eurogamer, really, isn't it?
I have drink.
Oh, God, he's back.
Oh, that's right.
I also have cigarettes.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
You smoke inside your house?
What?
Do you smoke inside?
I've got the door open. I'm not allowed to.
Oh, okay.
He's got the door open. It's not inside if the door's open. Yeah.
I've got the front door open, the back door open, all the windows are open. So technically.
Well, basically, it's just a shelter then. It's not a house anymore. It's got no walls.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. right, moving on from that comic discussion.
Send me a link to that thing that you were talking about, the mixing desk thing. We'll have a look and see what we can get.
Oh, you're going to fucking buy it. You keep offering to buy me things. It's weird.
Well, you
tried to buy me, a graphics card.
For doing the podcast.
I need an iPad 2.
No, you don't.
Oh, shit.
You tried to buy me a graphics card the other day.
That's because you always moan about your graphics card.
Yeah. I actually do need hard drives. I should buy some hard drives.
Probably.
I'm really running out of space for storing these podcasts. Right.
You store them all?
Yeah, I store all the raw audio.
Oh, do you
have? Yeah, that's why my podcast vault was like 170 gig.
It's like fucking Nixon.
Yeah, I'll delete them the minute that I don't need
them. Keeps a recording of every conversation he's ever had.
Yep.
This is like News of the World.
Oh,
they keep
God.
A recording of every conversation anybody else has ever had.
Yeah, they keep conversations to themselves. Oh, but they're gone, finally.
Yeah.
Thank fuck for that.
Gone to the rebranding gods.
Yeah, to become the sun.
The sun on Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah. Except...
To be fair, the sun have turned around and have said they're appalled by it as well. I know the sun aren't perfect, but the sun have turned around and said that they don't like it either because they're tarred with the same brush. Although they're a sister company, they're a total different entity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the sun have turned around and are trying to distance themselves because they're fed up with being
Yeah, it could be really bad for the sun. If people say, well, hold on, this News of the World thing, they've basically just all moved camp.
Yeah.
And then people turn against the sun.
I mean, I know...
And I can't remember where I read it, but someone said it's... News of the World is the biggest selling paper in the UK.
Yeah, it is.
And it makes 800 million a year.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yep. But, I mean, I know, Peter, you're not too keen on Murdoch and his enterprises, and you fucking hate him.
I hate Rupert Murdoch.
But, yeah.
He's a cunt.
But I think even you would agree that saying that the sun is bad just because News of the World was bad is unfair.
Oh, no, like, the sun is bad for many other reasons.
Yeah, for many other reasons, but not bad in actively breaking the law and infringing people's privacy kind of way.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but nothing has surfaced yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they've done their fair share.
Yeah, I'm sure they've done something dodgy in the past, but it feels like it's unlikely to be on this scale at this point.
Yeah, given this is the sort of shit that you couldn't make up.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? The BBC earlier when I clicked on to when you tweeted that the News of the World had gone under. And I went and looked at the BBC, and the BBC headline was "Police now investigating 4,000 separate complaints of phone hacking."
Jesus Christ!
Which is just absolutely insane.
But it is loads, like they're on the news. They had people that probably haven't got anything to worry about worrying that they've been hacked.
Yeah,
that's
part
true.
Part of me does think it's a bit overreaction. On
yeah, it's true.
Part.
But stuff like I think News of the World, you could have predicted they were going to go away anyway, considering. Did they have any advertisers left at this point?
No, the advertisers were all pulling out.
Ford left and the Legion left, didn't they?
Well, the Legion were obviously...
their advertisers,
yeah. But pretty much everyone just went, yeah, fuck you. It'd be interesting to see if any of that ripples out to like the Sun or anything.
I tell you what, though, that woman, Rebecca Brooks, that was the editor at the time and has since been promoted up through News International.
Yeah.
I wonder what photographs she's got.
Yeah, she sounds like a bitch.
Because they're most...
Oh, didn't she get arrested a couple of years ago for beating up Ross Kemp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when she was his girlfriend.
But to be fair, if you can beat up Ross Kemp, maybe Rupert Murdoch's just scared of her.
I mean,
Rupert Murdoch's a pretty frail little old dude. Ross Kemp's a big butch guy.
But then he's nothing to do with it now, though, is he? He's just the owner, literally, isn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't even run it. His son runs it all now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his son is just as...
Oh, no, his son is very evil. His son is completely evil.
Allegedly.
But Murdoch is... Allegedly. No, I think James Murdoch is fairly evil.
Yeah, I think...
But I can say that because it... James, you can say evil because it's opinion.
Yeah,
it's not
James, I think James Murdoch probably has had his genes spliced with a frog.
Yeah.
Said sources close to the...
Mm. I mean, you always felt Murdoch was fairly bad, but I don't know, Murdoch you always felt somehow kind of, although you knew he had editorial control, you always felt he managed to keep his distance somehow. James Murdoch, you feel like, is just literally pulling every single string.
Oh no,
I
think Rupert Murdoch was evil and is still an evil mastermind behind the whole empire, but I think that James Murdoch is pretty much similar with very similar views, but that massive sense of entitlement that having your whole life handed to you.
Yeah, that's true. I think the thing with Murdoch is you knew he was always evil, but it never looked like he was actively like pulling strings that often. James Murdoch, I feel like he is in like the editorial room of the Sun every single day going, no, you should be reporting this like this.
And to be fair, like I have absolutely no love for Rupert Murdoch at all. I don't like the man. Or anything that he's ever said in public. But, to be fair, he did just shut down a newspaper that makes £800 million a year.
Yeah.
Because it was corrupt.
Yeah. I mean, he probably...
But they had no choice, though, really.
I also imagine he didn't do it because it was corrupt. He did it before they took down the rest of News International because of it.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Before the rot spreads to the Sun.
Yeah. Well, before anyone started asking too many hard questions about the rest of News International.
Yeah. Whenever people mention Rupert Murdoch, I always picture Mr. Burns.
Yeah,
it's totally true. The other thing about him as well, though, is it's interesting because obviously part of the takeover of BSkyB, or part of the takeover of any company, is you have to show that you're a fit owner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's now rumours that Cameron might be taking the BSkyB takeover back to the competition thingy?
Competition commission.
Yeah.
But I think there's always been a question over Murdoch's fitness to...
Oh yeah, no, there has, but this is kind of like a whole different level of questioning now.
Yeah. I just don't think that the Tories or that the culture minister, Jeremy Cunt, ever cared before.
No, I don't think they cared before.
Well, that's his official title since Radio 4 renamed him.
Yeah, Radio 4 did it.
Oh, right.
Jeremy Cunt.
Mm. Anyway, we're not meant to be a news podcast, are we?
No, we're not a news podcast. I just like saying Jeremy Cunt.
Yeah. yes.
I just like saying cunt. Get rid of the Jeremy.
I personally don't like Murdoch. I don't see that his... in the UK, I don't see his empire as that huge. Globally, his empire is fucking massive. But
our market share in the UK, it's big enough. I know he only owns like two or three newspapers, doesn't he, now?
Yeah, but market share in the UK is big. Although if News of the World gone, it's smaller. But
but then he could get rid of the Sun as well, and Sky alone would still give him a massive chokehold.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the newspaper situation in Australia, you kind of see that he doesn't really have very much control over the UK newspaper industry in comparison.
Oh, in comparison, no. He owns like 90% of Australia.
Yeah, he pretty much just owns the Australian media at this point. Very similar to Berlusconi.
But only 5 people live in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. He's not really influencing very many people.
And they all live 1,000 miles away from each other.
Mm.
Exactly.
And also, as CC Starr was pointing out earlier, the Mirror probably has a bigger control over the UK media because they own so many local papers.
The Sun... owned, or I don't know if they own, but are linked to the Portsmouth News. That's where the Sun gets printed.
Hmm. Yeah, the Mirror Group owns a lot of smaller local papers as well. And I think the Mirror Group also owns like recruitment papers and things, ironically. News of the World staff might want to look into that.
Now then. I've been playing Portal 2. Because Peter very...
Wait. You played a game?
I played a game.
Holy shit.
Because Peter sent me 6 games for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Peter said, thank you very much. Was your thing the weird equalizer patch thing?
Yeah, for your
that
t-shirt.
Looks crazy.
There's 4 of them.
It looks awesome, but I kind of looked at it because I got it, like, literally, as I opened the door to leave for work, the postman handed it to me, and I really quickly ripped it open. I was like, what the hell is this? This looks absolutely bizarre. It looks really cool.
You stick them on your t-shirt, and I know you're a weird hippie student type, so I thought that'd be right down your alley.
Yeah, I might stick one in my bag and see how it is.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, dear. I thought I might stick one in my bag and have a bit of a fiddle and see how it is. They seem quite cool.
You're going to stick something to your bag and have a little fiddle.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent.
And I also got what I get. Do you know the other awesome thing that came in yesterday's post was one of my friends sent me it's like a cookie cutter, but it's kind of meant for sandwiches because it's really big, but it's in a dinosaur shape, so I can make dinosaur shaped sandwiches.
Okay.
And she also sent me glow-in-the-dark dinosaur stickers.
And when you get your dinosaur-shaped sandwiches out for lunch at work,
well, I don't.
Are you not worried that your colleagues are going to look at you in...
No.
No, these people work with him every day, Lewis. They know what he's like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
To be fair, though, Chris, those games I sent you were all promo copies. They're not the cool bit. The cool bit was the Halo thing.
Yeah, the Halo thing was fucking awesome. Her little, quite big Master Chief bust. Really cool. I really liked it.
Cool.
It's very awesome. And it has got, it's got articulation and stuff, which is really fun.
And he's holding a rifle.
Yep. It is pretty awesome. Although it was creepy, because when, just the way I put it down before I started playing games you sent me, I put him on the table and he was just staring at me. And after a while, I just had to kind of turn him around, because it was just really creepy.
Yeah, I know. I had a camera installed in the helmet.
But I felt he was judging me for not playing Halo. Yes, instead of Halo, I was playing Portal 2, and Portal 2 is quite good. Yes.
There you go.
So far, it's kind of like Portal, but with Stephen Merchant, which isn't a bad thing, but I did expect it to be a bit more changey. I've heard the second half gets very different.
Oh, it gets very different in the second half.
Yeah.
From my memory of playing Portal 2, I kind of fell in love with it at the bit where he said, say hello, and then you jumped.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was funny. And to be fair, I do love the bit with the bird's eggs, jamming the door with the bird's eggs, and the bird comes and attacks him.
Yeah.
That is really cool. It's fun. I like it. GLaDOS is a lot funnier than she was in the first one. Definitely.
Yeah. All the insults.
But, yeah. Yeah, but so far it just kind of feels like it's not in a bad way, but I was expecting something a bit more, if you know what I mean. But I've heard that if I get a bit further in, because I'm only about 2 hours in, I think, then it changes quite a lot.
Yeah, the second half definitely adds new mechanics and new things.
Well, I've got the light bridge so far, and the light bridge is pretty cool. They're fun to play with.
Just the one that you walk along?
Yeah, I've got that so far.
Yeah.
They're pretty fun to play with. And you do occasionally forget that you're like, oh, I'm going to have to set all these light bridges up to get my way back there. And then you go, oh, wait, I've got a portal.
Yeah.
Which I finally went, oh, yeah, no, I just walked through the portal and I'm back. What am I doing? Which was a bit weird. Yeah, but it's enjoyable. And I'm hoping the second half is different enough that it makes me fall in love with it like everyone else seems to. Like, at the minute, I'm just like, okay, well, this is cool. It's fun. But it's also kind of just... It feels like an expansion to Portal, if you know what I mean, at the minute.
Yeah.
It kind of just feels like, here's Portal with some more stuff.
Yeah,
more portals.
I can see that. It is the second half when the puzzles get much more tricky and it gets the new mechanics get thrown in with the different gels.
Yeah. Because it's all just testing chambers. And the bit I liked of Portal was all the stuff after testing chambers.
Yeah.
So
there's much more of that too in the second half.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that as well. I'm definitely looking forward to it. The only thing that kind of disappointed me, I was talking to someone about this the other day, is that, you know, when at the end of Portal 1 and you're outside and you kind of wanted Portal 2 to be a bit more like that? Like, outside of the center?
Oh, yeah.
But so far, you're just like, oh, I'm back in the center. Like, it kind of makes the end of Portal 1 feel a bit like an anticlimax in some way.
Yeah, it kind of works that back in as well.
Okay, that's cool. Yes. But I enjoy it. It's fun. I feel like saying, oh, it's Portal again sounds like a bad thing, but I did like Portal. I don't mean it in a bad way, but I haven't fallen in love with it to the extent that Alex or Blair has, but I don't think I probably will, because they really love that game.
Yeah, they do.
A lot.
Well, I really liked it. I thought it was a fantastic game. It's probably, it's definitely up there for my game of the year so far.
Yeah.
But like Blair and Alex, like, they researched the storyline and what influenced it and all that sort of shit as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that
far. It was creepy that they did that. It scared me a little bit.
Very interesting though.
I feel that perhaps loving it a bit too much. Right, Peter, you have been watching Entourage.
I have been watching Entourage in my usual way of getting box sets from the video library and binging on them.
Yes. You said that's all you've done this week is just watch Entourage.
Pretty much. I hadn't played any games. I tried to play games today, so I had something to talk about. But basically all week I haven't watched a movie or played a game because all my spare time has been spent watching Entourage.
Mm.
Which is not a bad way to spend a week, really.
I never watched Entourage. What's it about?
It's about four guys, and one of them's a movie actor, and one of the other guys is his older brother, looks like a failed TV actor, his star has fallen. And then the other two are just friends from back in New York, and one of them's his manager. But it's like a half-hour comedy thing, and it's set in Hollywood. And it's all about him and his agent and just the things they get up to in Hollywood and making movies. And it's really funny, and there's an awful lot of like in-jokes about Hollywood and making movies and stuff. I think that you might quite enjoy it, Lewis, because of the sort of, it's sort of assumed that you know a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes, and they reference directors and writers and stuff that a lot of people maybe wouldn't get the references.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny.
Which one's Jeremy Piven?
Who?
Jeremy Piven's in it, isn't he?
I don't know who that is.
He is the guy. Have you seen Smoking Aces?
Yes, a long time ago.
He's in loads of things.
I will look him up.
Smoking Aces is really good.
He's the little guy, the magician bloke that they're all after.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's Jeremy.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Sure he's in it.
He's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, given the character he plays in Smoking Aces, I could see him in Entourage.
So has nobody watched Entourage?
No.
No. It's one of those ones that you always see advertised and I think, oh, I'll watch that. And then you miss one and then you miss two and then it just got out of control. And I think there's about four seasons now, isn't there? Four or five?
I think they're up to six or seven.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
That's a lot.
It's like The Wire. I missed The Wire completely.
Yeah.
And I regret that.
I need to watch The Wire.
Oh, The Wire is brilliant.
Now that Lost is finished, I kind of feel like I could go back and watch Lost.
Now that Lost is finished, it finished about 3 years ago.
Don't say things like that. I'm working for other stuff.
Lost shit, anyway.
The first season was great.
Yeah, the first season of Lost was great. It lost its way a little bit in the second season, and then from like the third onwards, it was just fucking all over the place.
It was all over the place, but there were moments, like there were the odd episodes here and there that did sort of recapture the magic.
Oh, I couldn't stick with it.
I've also been instructed that I need to watch Battlestar Galactica.
I never bothered with that either.
That's...
It depends, because that had that came back a couple of times, didn't it?
No, it came back once. It had the mini-series, and then the mini-series launched into the full series.
Oh, right.
And then there was the weird spin-off show, but you don't need to watch that, apparently.
Oh, Jeremy Piven is in Entourage.
Yes.
Yeah, he plays the agent, Ari. He's brilliant.
I've seen him in the trailers. That's the only sort of face that I can latch onto.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely brilliant. He was in Rush Hour 2 as well. He was the gay salesman in Versace.
Did you just say Rush Hour 2? Yeah.
Rush Hour 2 is a quality movie, Lewis.
You only watched it because it's got Jackie Chan in it.
Yes.
It has rushing in it. It has hours. What more could you
it
want?
Has twos.
I'll watch any shit with Jackie Chan in it.
I can't stand Jackie Chan.
What?
Come on.
Oh, Lewis.
That sounded quite a sexual noise for you.
It would, what that was our sexual chemistry dying.
Oh, dear.
Jackie Chan's a girl.
Jackie Chan is the world's greatest action star.
Yeah, bar like five other people.
No, he is, because it's brilliant, because I watched an interview with him. I think it was on Jonathan Ross, and he was talking about a conversation he had with Steven Spielberg. And he's talking to Spielberg, and it was just after Jurassic Park had come out, and he was saying, oh, it's awesome, I loved it, how did you do the dinosaurs? And Spielberg was just like, oh, we just put in the computer and it comes up and it's fine. And he goes, oh, how did you do the bit where you jump from the building? And Jackie Chan goes, oh, I just jumped. Yeah. Which is fantastic.
That's how Jackie Chan rolls.
It's awesome. But apparently he can't get any movies made. It's very hard for him to get films made now because no one will take out the insurance.
Yeah, it's very hard to get those films made in the West because the insurers won't touch it.
But he get him to sign a waiver.
No, he is technically the world's biggest action star.
Yeah,
more people go to see his movies than even at the height of their fame, like Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that. Yeah,
and probably the world's biggest insurance risk, which was the thing you were going to say.
Yeah,
he probably is. I'd imagine at least human insurance risk.
Also, he's awesome. It doesn't matter if his films are a brilliant. Bit shit. Jackie Chan, really good. Brilliant.
I really want to see him in the remake of Karate Kid.
Yeah,
he looks really good. He looks really good in that. And Will Smith's kid looks awesome in it.
Yeah, he is. We discussed this last week when you weren't here.
I swear to God, what is wrong with you?
Will Smith's kid is very good in that. And also last week I learned that Willow Smith was a girl.
Yeah, she is, and weird.
I couldn't tell what it was before then. I'm still unsure, but I was told last week that it was a girl.
Yeah.
You must have heard the song.
She waves her hair back and forth.
No. I avoid radio for this very reason.
You're so lucky.
She does it a lot. She talks a lot about how she's waving her hair back and forth. It's pretty much all she talks about.
It's the most annoying chorus in the world. It's more annoying than the Crazy Frog.
Yeah. It is literally just her talking about how she waves her hair back and forth.
And now I'm almost intrigued enough to go and look it up and listen to it.
But she doesn't just wave her hair, she whips her hair.
Oh, no, it's whip her hair, yes. She whips her hair back and forth. She whips her hair back and forth. She whips her hair back and forth. That's pretty much all the chorus is.
Are you dancing right now, Chris?
No.
Are you whipping your hair back and forth?
I'm rarely not dancing, but I refuse to dance to Willow Smith.
I'm surprised she hasn't been snapped up for like a Pantene Kids version.
I mean, I'll be honest. A good 90% of the time I'm awake, I'm dancing in some form. I dance in the office a lot.
Okay.
Well, I have to wait for people to build stuff onto iPads. So I just stand there dancing while they're building stuff. Got to occupy the time somehow. Got to fill the time.
I've just got a picture of your office having like a disco floor in the middle of it.
No, I just kind of dance. Do like dad dancing. Just dance with the arms. Just the arms.
Just the arms. Dance. Fair enough.
Yeah. Look, right, we're doing things a bit differently this week because people moaned at me. And I thought we'd experiment. So, Lewis, you're going to do the competition.
Don't put it there.
You're going to do the competition now. I tried to keep going through that. I really did, but it just wasn't possible.
Oh, I had one of those moments where somebody said something and I spent about a second going, what the hell is he talking about? And then it clicked.
Right, yeah. So, Lewis, you're going to do the competition now.
Oh, that reminds me also, just before you start, on the podcast post last week, somebody referred to me and Lewis as a perfect storm of filth, and it was the proudest moment of my life.
It is life goal achieved. Done. I could die. In fact, I want that on my...
But if you did, I'd only try and fuck you.
I want that on my headstone. So we'll have to be buried next to each other, Peter.
Or one on top of the other.
Headstone.
Yeah, oh, that's just that weird.
We could stay stiff for years.
Do you know what makes that worse? It's traditional for man and wife to be buried next to each other. So there'll be Lewis and then Peter, and then next to the two of you on top of each other will be Mrs. C.
Yeah.
Which I could just... I just imagine her like... I imagine her tutting in her grave.
Peter, get off.
Yeah, she's been married to me for years by that point, hopefully. So she's used to tutting at this stage.
Does she even bother anymore? Has she got
tutting
like a
and sighing.
Has she got like a tutting app on her iPhone? Just presses it, just tuts for her.
Yeah, the terrible thing
she'll
is...
She'll be rolling over, looking at the other graves, just going, I don't know him. I was just buried there.
It's nothing to do with me. Yeah, no, sometimes the worst thing is that sometimes I can go on a rant for like 5 minutes where I'm just raging about something. And halfway through, I'll look at her and she's listening intently, but you can see in her eyes that she's somewhere completely different. Off in her own little world, ignoring me.
Right. So last week's competition, Lewis.
Last week's competition was... was, of course, the one and only God of War.
Excellent. How many entries did you have?
God of War 2, to be more precise. And I think people realised this and thought, you know what, I'll not enter to piss Lewis off even more.
All right. So how many people didn't enter?
4. And they're all previous winners, if memory serves me right.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
So, if I could have a number between un and quattro.
2.
That would be Ben Edwards, who, if memory serves me right, is Ben Eddy on various...
Excellent. Yeah, I always read his name as one long run.
What, Ben Eddy?
He's not Ben Eddy, he's Ben Eddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I imagine him as the President of America being shot.
Oh.
It's very sad. It's tragic. The nation loved him.
It's a great insight to how your mind works.
Mm.
Yep.
I was thinking...
You want Thatcher to die, you think people called Ben are in some way JFK.
I was thinking about JFK being shot earlier. It's very sad.
Mm.
Apart from the fact he was a huge philanderer.
It left us with the only American president that had never been elected until George Bush.
What about, what's his name? the guy who took over from Nixon.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
I was thinking about him because when Kennedy was shot, it left us with LBJ, didn't it?
Yeah, and when Nixon resigned, we had
Gerald Ford.
Yeah, Gerald Ford. That was it.
Left us. Listen to me. Mm. Like I live in America. Yeah. Only in my fucking dreams do I live in America.
Honestly, go to Oklahoma and have refried beans once, and all of a sudden he's American.
Yeah. Right,
you know, the restaurants in America, they call them restaurants, they're actually fast food places. When you get like, Coke, you can get Coke, and they just top it up. From then until eternity.
You can do that in like Pizza Hut and Subway.
Really?
Now.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Subway's refill.
Never knew that.
Hmm. But the downside is you have to eat in Subway.
What the rot? There's nothing wrong with eating in Subway.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing particularly right about eating in Subway either.
Refillable drinks, comfy seats, nice smell. What's wrong
they
with
not,
it?
They are not comfy seats in Subway.
Well, obviously not in Brighton because they're made of wicker. Down in Portsmouth, we've got actual chairs.
Subway's nice. Subway smells of freshly baked bread and jalapeno peppers.
It makes me laugh because I wish Brighton was actually that hippified. It'd be awesome.
Just wicker chairs and daisy chains hanging off lampposts.
Yeah. It was a bit like that when the festival's on, but rest of the time, no.
But when isn't there a festival going on in Brighton?
Most of the time. But Brighton Fringe is a bit weird. Everything was a bit peculiar when Brighton Fringe is on. Right. So what did Benedy win?
I've only got one DVD left.
So what did he win? We picked number one then.
And I have to say, I apologise, Ben. It is.
Is it Orcs?
No, oh, I wish. It's Braveheart. I'm sorry for that, Ben. I've inflicted Mel Fuckwad Gibson on you.
Yeah.
It's alright, though.
It's probably more useful if you set fire to it and inhale the fumes.
You, it's okay, yeah. though, because the guy's name's Ben Eddy, so he doesn't really sound Jewish.
No.
That's
so,
true.
I think,
but Ezekiel, on the other hand, he
but then again, he
not
would
not allowed anymore.
Even if you forget Mel Gibson's future discretions, you still have to listen to his fucking awful accent.
He doesn't even attempt one. It's like Kevin Costner in Robin Hood.
Yes, that's true. That's definitely true.
This week's, because I'm going to buy some DVDs, so don't worry, people. You can still.
You will win something.
Yeah. This week's competition music goes a little bit like this.
Anyone who doesn't know where that's from deserves to be shot.
Yeah, well, I'll anyone that does get it wrong, I'll be sure to pass their email across to you. Oh, can I ask as well, if you are entering, can you put your name and your address on your
It makes
entry?
It much easier.
That way, if you win, I can post it the weekend, and then the podcast goes out on Monday. It will be with you Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. And also, it means we can sell your details on to advertisers. And make some money.
And it also means that if you get it wrong, Chris will come round and visit you with a hammer.
Yeah, and we pass all those details on to the News of the World. Saves them a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. Because we're nice. We like to save people time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who did...
And your names may or may not be added to sex register.
So anyway, if
to be
they...
To fair, most
of
the names are already on the sex offenders register.
It's true. Well, Liam's definitely...
I'm running out of aliases, so this is quite a good stop for me.
So if they do want to enter, who should they email?
They could email lewisgaston@screendemon.com.
Excellent. If they felt like it.
Could also try someone like the Easter Bunny, but I'm not too sure.
It's not a brilliant option, really.
No.
All right, anyway, so we've reorganised this so that Lewis has it before his first little thing. So Lewis, you've been watching Falling Skies, which I really want to hear about.
It's
the pilot,
isn't
it?
Over here. The premiere first episode was on Tuesday.
This is one of... Because Spielberg's got two new shows this season, isn't he?
Spielberg is the executive producer. Yeah. And it's about humans sort of surviving an alien invasion, and they're trying to stay alive and sort their lives back out.
Oh, he loves his aliens, Spielberg.
Yeah, it is quite War of the Worlds feel.
Do you know what else
it.
He loves? Dinosaurs.
Do you know what else he loves?
What?
Jews.
Mm. Yes.
But
he's not a big fan of Mel Gibson.
No. But apparently his other show that's starting this season has dinosaurs.
Oh,
it's called Terra Nova, I think. Yeah, I want to see that.
That sounds good.
It's got dinosaurs in it. And if it goes... But the downside to it is if it goes well, they're going to make Jurassic Park 4.
I had an idea for a Jurassic Park 4 script.
No, don't tell anyone. Because Spielberg might be listening and he'd do it. And I don't want that to happen.
But I had the idea that they... Because, like, obviously the first one they went for science. The first one... Second one they went because he was trying to rescue someone. And the third one was for money. Yeah. And I thought the fourth one... Because a pterodactyl or something gets free and causes havoc somewhere. So the army decide to blow up the place and it make them extinct again. So then they all go over there as like one last temptation to see things. And then when they get there, the army start the bombing early. So then it's a race against the dinosaurs and humans.
Okay, admittedly, that wouldn't be too bad. I could see that going quite well.
So if that's the story, you heard it here first, and I'm going to sue.
I mean, to be honest, after the second one, there was no good reason to go back to that island.
No, but to be fair, in the third one, they didn't go back to that island.
Well, they went to Site B, didn't they?
I've only ever seen the first one.
Well, Site B is the same island from the second one.
Oh, get you.
And they're like, well, we've been to Site A, we've been to Site B. There is no reason to go see dinosaurs anymore. Every time we see dinosaurs, they try and fucking kill us.
Yeah, like you wouldn't go
and have
a look.
Number two's good. Yeah.
I'd go have a look once, and then after they try and kill me, I'd probably be like, all right, I'm going to leave these guys alone now.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, I'm going to go back, but this time I'm going to be more careful.
Yeah. This time I'm going
to
take a pack.
No, because to be honest, I'm not in favour of things that try and kill me.
Really?
It's a good attitude, I find.
We're big fans.
What, not even dinosaurs? Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I do love dinosaurs.
I go to a special school every day.
Oh, right. Anyway, enough about dinosaurs. Let's about aliens.
I have to say, the first episode was extremely dull.
Yes, I've heard this. I've heard the main character is Noah Wilder or something. The dude from ER.
Noah Wilder.
Yeah, dude from ER. And apparently he doesn't emote at all.
The script's really weak. Oh. The characters are really weak. It's extremely predictable, and it's just all been done before.
Yeah.
And the thing that pissed me off was the most was the trailer made it look really epic. You know, like there was the footage of the Earth, like the lights at night time from
which
space,
I really liked that as an idea.
All going out in pockets.
I thought that's brilliant as an idea.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, that's going to be great. First episode's going to be like there's going to be a setup of people, of everything falling apart and the aliens invading. There was none of it. None of it whatsoever. And there was no real explanation as to what happened.
Mm.
Although I'm obviously pretty sure that's going to come. But it just... I'll probably watch the next couple just to see if it picks up pace. Because I've done that before with TV series where I've dropped out early and then it's turned out to sort of come good towards the end.
Sure.
So I'll try and stick with it. But at the moment, it's a big letdown, and the CGI as well of the aliens. Again, in the trailers, it looked amazing. In the actual program, it looks like a 3-year-old's done it.
Oh, that's not good.
It's quite bad. So yeah, I was really, really disappointed with it. And like you say, there was no emotion, and I really couldn't care less if they all get captured and killed and sort of probed.
See, because I really like the idea of all the power, like the EMP, the aliens, has turned all the power out. I thought that's a really nice setting for a story because you can make it like really back to basics kind of thing, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and it could be really tense as well. But like in War of the Worlds, for example, the bit where they're hiding in Tim Robbins' basement and that thing comes down and is looking for him, I thought that was a particularly tense scene. And you thought you could mimic that, or you could do a lot of things along those lines.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of scope, but so far, like I said, it's only one episode, but from the looks of it, they've missed the point completely.
Mm. Definitely, that's not good.
And like I say, the overall style and feel of it is uncannily like War of the Worlds, like same sort of camera techniques. The same sort of colours and mood to it all. It's all very War of the Worlds. Even the logo.
That sounds pretty good then.
But yeah, like I say, the first episode, it's not a good sign.
I think that Spielberg's sci-fi stuff has all been a bit dreary though.
Mm. See, Taken was great. I thought the other series he did, Taken, was a great series.
I didn't see that. The films that he was involved in, like E.T., for example.
Yeah,
I think E.T. is really tedious.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Even that's quite slow.
But again, that's quite long and drawn out.
Yeah.
But although Spielberg is a executive producer on this, so basically all he does is put his name to it, isn't it?
Yeah. Give the money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I because that was one of the draws for me, because obviously Spielberg, I think, is just at a point now where his name is synonymous with quality for the most part. If I saw his name, I'm probably guilty of going, oh, that's got to be good then. But this so far isn't.
Hmm.
Distinctly average.
But there's time yet. You have to give it a few episodes.
Yeah. I think there's about 8 episodes in total, 8 or 9 in the first series. So Lee Cash has said he's seen 3 and has said that they're all like it at the moment. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to sort of happen with it, really.
Oh, dear.
It, like I say, the thing that annoyed me the most was this, the first episode, this was the time to go all out with the CGI, the big setup, big war scenes.
Yeah, well, if you think about the first episode, the pilot of something, if it didn't have Spielberg's name attached, it needs to be something big. Like the first, the pilot of Lost was huge with the plane crash and all that
Shit. That's the most expensive pilot in history.
And, I mean, look what, look at the goodwill they got off the back of that pilot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shame.
Right. Oh, it's me next. Okay.
Time check.
Yeah, time check.
54 minutes and 27 seconds.
Excellent. I can segue this. Hooray. So going from Falling Skies to Stormy Skies, I've been reading Ultimate Four. Oh,
it doesn't really count as a segue if you have to introduce it.
It totally counts.
I mean, did you listen to the podcast last
week? No, I listened to the first 10 minutes and I got bored.
So you did? Did you not hear the Alice?
No, was it awesome?
Oh.
Apparently, I heard you segued all over that motherfucker.
It was a spectacle.
I'll have to go back and listen.
Wasn't it, Peter?
It was like a masterclass in segues.
Mm. I'll have to go back and listen.
So, for example, what I would have done there would have gone... You know who's not in Falling Skies? Alice.
Well, that's a fantastic segue. It's a nice link.
And I never did I have to go, oh, I can segue this. No,
just came naturally. I hope you were listening then, Chris. That was a free lesson.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a dog or something.
And also, I'm offended and hurt that you haven't listened to that podcast.
I can hear a dog, something yipping.
Yeah, there's a stupid fucking chihuahua next door.
Yeah. Gun will sort that right out.
Trust me, it has crossed my mind more than once.
Now, I've put Ultimate Four on
beef flavoured fireworks.
Anyway, I've put Ultimate Four on the list without really thinking about the fact that I'd get mocked ceaselessly for talking about this. and now I'm not so sure I want to talk about it.
What are we talking
Ultimate
about?
Ultimate Four.
Now, you see, I didn't
what
read
happened to Ultimate
1,
2, and 3.
So yeah, so maybe I'm not going to talk about this so much.
What makes it Ultimate? Is it like in capitals or
it's a nice font?
It's from the Ultimate imprint of Marvel Comics. Is it worth me talking about this? 'Cause I'm just getting mocked for 10 minutes.
We won't mock you.
All right. So yeah, I've been reading Ultimate Four, which is much.
Is that like the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, but it's a little bit better because they're only fantastic.
And these ones are ultimate. So what are their individual powers?
Right,
I'm guessing there's four. I'm guessing there's
right,
four.
All right, moving
like,
on, Lewis.
Main
you
characters.
Watched the Luther finale.
No, I'm interested. You've hooked me. Now reel me in. What are the four characters?
Oh. Should I not? I'm not going to talk about this.
Okay. I won't mock you. Peter, on the other hand, might. But
it's a good because I bought this because I was trying to go to the doctors and I wanted something to read and then I couldn't get into the doctors because drop-in services suck.
Because Thatcher ruined the NHS.
No, to be fair, it's actually because it's a drop-in clinic, so they were just full for the day.
Yeah. Which back is, before Thatcher, you could get
a drop-in clinic.
No, you can get appointments there, but you have to be registered, and I just can't be asked to get registered.
Stop sticking up for Thatcher. You're worse than William Hague.
I'm not sticking up for Thatcher. I'm just saying that this one thing wasn't necessarily Thatcher's fault.
Yes, it was.
This particular case.
Was it an unfortunate thing that happened in your life?
Yes.
Thatcher's fault. Bitch.
I'm not sure that Thatcher was responsible for me getting dumped last year.
The fact you can't say Thor, Thatcher's fault. In fact, can you say Thatcher or is it Thatcher?
Thatcher.
And say it again.
Thatcher.
And again?
Thatcher.
See, if you can say Thatcher, why can't you say Thor?
Thor.
No. Take the principle of Thatcher and apply it to Thor.
Thorcher.
No, oh, you cunt. Thor.
Thor. Thor.
No, you just went, Thor. You just said it a bit louder, that was all.
Thatcher. sport. I can't do it. It doesn't matter.
I had speech therapy lessons when I was a kid, and they weren't as boring as this.
Is this what you were like at school? Is this how you teach your kids?
Hey, me?
Yeah.
No.
Your kids can all speak.
Ironically, I rule with an iron fist.
Can all your kids actually speak? Can your kids speak better than I can? Because that's just depressing.
No, I don't let them talk.
Just sit there in silence all day.
They're not allowed to talk.
Anyway, so I've been reading Ultimate 4, and it's pretty good.
Lewis is actually goes to school and teaches kids. Otherwise, people are just going to think he's got a room full of kids.
We did talk about this like 2 weeks ago.
We have talked about it.
I don't listen to that.
We did mention it.
When you were away, and you obviously didn't listen to those podcasts.
We mentioned it on the podcast.
For fuck's sake, am I the only one that actually cares about this unit and about this podcast?
No, I don't really give a shit.
And to be fair, I did listen to those podcasts, but I fell asleep through them.
Well, you were on a lot of drugs. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
And I did purposely put them on just before I went to sleep.
So, yeah, so Ultimate 4 is much in the model of Ultimate Iron Man, is kind of about his origins, which is really interesting because it's always been, it's been said that he wasn't born a god in the Ultimate Universe, and that it was kind of assumed when he was in his mid-20s that he had a mental breakdown and assumed he was a god. But there's a whole thing about the fall of Asgard, and Loki invading Asgard in the Second World War.
Where did he get his powers from if he wasn't born a god? If he's just a... What are you saying,
He's a mental patient.
Basically, what it was is he was born a god, but he didn't know he was a god when he was born. He was born in the mortal world and was kind of reborn in the mortal world, and then went into the Super Soldier program in Europe, and then kind of had a mental breakdown and realised he actually was a god. And realize his true identity. But it's really well done because you get this whole backstory in the Second World War with Loki working with the Nazis in the Second World War to invade Asgard with the Frost Giants. And it's really interesting concept. And it shows you like their version of Ragnarok, which for those of you who don't know is kind of like Norse Armageddon. And it works pretty well. And then it deals with his brothers, because I didn't realize that Balder, I don't know if he actually is in the real Norse mythology, but Balder is also the son of Odin. Odin actually has three sons in this continuity, but I don't know if that's actually true of Norse mythology. But it's really well done. It's really, really interesting. And you see him not just... him coming to terms with the fact that he's a god, but people accepting that maybe he's not crazy, maybe he actually is a god, and taking a chance on him. And it also ties in nicely to the start of Ultimates, which is really well done, with you kind of seeing some panels that were in Ultimates are done here, and how and why he joined the fight with Hulk from the first Ultimates book when he did. And it ties the whole thing together really well, which kind of Ultimate Iron Man didn't, because it was set quite a few years before it. But it's brilliant. It has Nick Fury in it, and the Ultimate Nick Fury is always worth reading a comic book for, because he's just fucking amazing. And so much better than main continuity Nick Fury, I feel. Because main Nick Fury, you feel, has kind of some scruples, and Ultimate Nick Fury will literally do anything to get the job done. You kind of feel he'd shoot his own mother in the head if he really had to.
Well, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Just to interject, Chris, I've just Wikipedia'd it, and Odin was the second son of... Or Balder was the second son of Odin.
Ah, cool. Thank you. So I didn't know that, because I don't think that's actually in the main continuity comics.
There you go.
It doesn't really...
Did you also just write that in Wikipedia?
Yeah. but it's really interesting. It's a really good comic, and if you're interested in the Ultimate Universe, it's definitely worth a buy.
And it's tied like Nazis and supernaturalism into that.
Yeah, it's really well done. It's really interesting.
The Nazis loved a little bit of magic, didn't they?
They did. Everyone's. Yeah. Anytime something supernatural happened, it's bound to be the Nazis.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's really good. That tie-in with the Nazis and the supernatural is really interesting and really well done. And it kind of... I don't know, it feels like it expands quite a lot on the Ultimate Universe, which is really nice. Because the way they've built the Ultimate Universe is really nicely done. where they've always given you enough backstory of a character that you can kind of accept that character. But every now and then with like Ultimate Four and Ultimate Iron Man, and I think they've done Ultimate Captain America, it's just finished. They're kind of building up like more of the backstory later on, which works really well.
I like the way for a lot of these things, they sort of tie them all in together. So like you were saying, Thor was involved with a super soldier thing.
Yeah.
In the same way that's where Captain America came from.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was tied in with the European Super Soldier Project, which is slightly different, but same principle.
And I only learned this week that Captain America's shield's made of adamantium.
Yes, and in some continuities, adamantium mixed with vibranium. Yeah, basically. It's pretty awesome.
So there you go.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty cool the way it's all tied up.
Yeah, it's really well done. And I do, you know, the Ultimate Universe, because it's been kind of crafted afresh, and they kind of, because they've had all the elements from mainstream Marvel that they knew they wanted to include, it's meant that it's all been, they're kind of like, you feel that someone has sat down and plotted out how it's all going to tie together, which is a nice break from from like mainstream continuity, where it's, you can't really do that because it's all been going so long.
Yeah, and timelines all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas with this, they go, okay, well, this is the timeline. We know exactly what's happening. It's very concrete. And they can kind of tie it all in together and mesh it all together really well. And because it's all also so... Because there's not been a huge amount of books to collect, and because it's all still quite fresh in people's minds, they can kind of easily call back to stuff that happened.
Yeah.
So even though, like, the Ultimate Universe started... it started 11 years ago now, with Ultimate Spider-Man starting in 2000. But that's still kind of fresh enough, and the trades are easy enough to get that they can easily tie stuff in together, and it's still like all the same writers and things. So it works really well, because this kind of concept of telling comic stories like this wasn't really about when all these big characters started. When like Spider-Man and Captain America and Batman started out.
Yeah, they were much more like weekly concept. Stories then, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So restarting all these origins and being able to go, well, this is how we tell stories now, so let's lay it all out so it can all be knitted together as it goes on. It's brilliant. Really well done. Right. What are we doing for time? Lewis, do you want to talk about the...
6 minutes and 19 seconds.
Brilliant. Lewis, do you want to talk about the Luther finale?
I can do.
A little bit.
You want me to?
I haven't seen the Luther finale yet.
All right, let's not talk about that.
In which case, let's not talk about it, because Luther died.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Shit. Does Dumbledore kill him?
They all die. No, Dumbledore's at the end dancing to the YMCA.
Shall I talk about Marvel vs. Capcom 3 quickly, or have people had enough of me talking?
I haven't played
Marvel. No, talk about Luther.
Capcom.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
No, really, I don't mind. Because I've kept the last... Because it was in, like, two sets, wasn't it? It was four episodes, but two episodes made one story, and then...
Yeah, so, like, two parties.
And I've just kept the two for the latest one, but I'm going to watch them, like, tonight or tomorrow, maybe. Whenever I can make room for them in my entourage binging. Yeah, so go ahead, I don't care.
Okay. So the first two were with the Punch Face Killer.
Yes.
Mr. Punch, who was creepy. The second two still have the underlining plot of, I've forgotten her name now, but this woman that was sort of blackmailing Luther to use his police position to get things lifted and do favours for him, her, and look after her daughter, who was the... sort of victim of necro porn underworld. So that's still going on, but the main sort of plot for the last two were a set of twins who were killing by playing like a real life role play game. So they had a set of dice, and then they would go round and kill with a hammer, a baseball bat, or a gun filled with acid. And they would do it in the middle of office buildings, in the middle of train stations, petrol stations, anything, anywhere. And they're just trying to level up sort of thing. So it was quite a scare, and it was brilliantly done, like realistically done. And it was quite, some of the scenes where they attacked the people were quite brutal. So that aspect was really good. And the whole killer as a, the two killers as a whole were really sort of freaky and quite terrifying.
I find twins a little bit creepy anyway.
Yeah, and they were creepy looking twins.
Just
as
the
well.
Concept of twins is a little bit creepy to me. Joe, one of the freakiest, scariest things I've ever seen was 6-month-old baby twins. I couldn't tell which was which.
Surely any 6-month-old, they don't have to be related.
Well, no, you normally babies all look very similar, but these two were like identical. And there'd be one of them in a room and you'd be like, oh yeah, she's lovely. And then you walk out of that room and there's another one standing there or sitting there. As like, I just left you in that room, creepy little fucker.
That's what The Shining's done forever.
Yeah, just too many of them.
So twins tend to freak me out quite a lot.
Do you reckon identical twins start out life? So like, do you reckon there'll ever come a point where the parents just get lost and switch them around? So one of them's born as David, but it'll end up being Peter.
I hope so.
Just because they can't be arsed, really. Fuck it.
Yeah, so they'll get to an age where they can start to tell them apart, and that's when they'll set their names in.
I think if I had twins, I'd just give them both the same name. Save myself a bit of bother.
Be easier.
Peter Jr.
Yeah, they'd just both have the same name.
Do you know what annoys me about Americans? The fact that they will name children like Peter Jr. Jr.
Well, they don't all do that.
No, but some do, and it irritates me.
There's a sweeping generalisation, if ever I've heard. Fucking Americans.
I understand that, there's a sequence of naming people. It irritates me.
But
to be fair, that's
our royal family is based on.
To be fair, it's not just Americans that annoy me. Anyone who does that irritates me.
But it does seem more fashionable in America.
Yes, to call them Junior Junior. That irritates me. No, it's Peter the Third, you idiot.
Oh dear, that makes them sound like royalty.
Yeah.
Yes. But everyone should sound like royalty.
I don't know why they don't just give them different names. Unless they're twins, of course.
Or...
Lazy.
Yeah.
It's another American thing.
Anyway, more about Luther than twins.
So yeah, that's really good. The only thing I was disappointed about was Alice doesn't come back. She's not in it. Which makes me sad.
Oh no.
Because Alice is a brilliant character. And I hope in the third series they utilise her a lot more.
Do you know what I noticed about Alice? Mm. She's a fantastic character and all that. But just ignoring that, just to say something a bit mean about her, she looks like she's been drawn by the creator of The Simpsons.
No, she's hot.
Well, yeah, she is, but she's kind of got this top lip thing going on.
Oh, yeah, she has got a bit of this pouty top lip. But that's the character, because she didn't have a pouty top lip in The Prisoner.
Oh, did she not?
The remake of that. Okay. No. Is it The Prisoner?
I have no idea. I have never seen her in anything else. I assume she's just Alice.
It was a cult program. They remade it with Jim Caviezel and Ian McKellen.
Oh, yeah. It probably was The Prisoner. Was filmed on that Welsh place. Port Mahog.
Yeah, with the huts. Yeah. And
I think that was
The Prisoner. They couldn't leave because they were getting chased by a giant ball.
I think that's The Prisoner.
Exactly. And they were... I'm a name, not a number.
Yeah. No, a number, not a name.
No, but they say, I have a name, I'm not a number. They are a number, but the guy wants to be known by his name.
With
Jim Caviezel.
Patrick McGowan.
Indeed. Indeed.
There's not much more I can say about Luther. It was awesome, but like I say, I think you have to watch it to get the feel of these twins. I like the concept of them doing a real-life role-playing game that was quite new. And like I say, they were quite terrifying. They just didn't give a fuck. They'd walk into an office building, roll the dice, and then just start hammering away, leaving people bloodied mess behind them. And Luther was his usual suave, smooth self.
Luther's a badass.
Luther's awesome.
Is he suave? I haven't seen Luther.
Is he what?
Is he actually suave? I haven't seen
him. I don't know if suave is the right word. He's quite smooth.
Yeah, I think he's capable of suaveness.
Yeah.
Very unflappable.
But he's probably a bit... Yeah, he's a bit probably a bit too gritty to be suave in the true sense. But he's quite smooth.
Idris Elba's a fucking legend. To be in Luther, which I think is probably the best British drama for a very long time. And also to be... He had a big role in The Wire, which was the best US drama for a very long time.
And he was good in Rock and Roller.
I never saw that. He played a good Heimdall, yeah, though, in Thor.
He did.
I haven't seen Thor.
You should watch it. It's very good. Well, it's not very good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the way him and that other plot with the girl that he's sort of protecting, they conclude that quite well. He does that quite cleverly as well. So everything's left all nice and rosy for
him. But there is going to be a third season.
Hopefully. Mm. The only thing that makes me think they might take their time about it is that it's been left all rosy. There's no loose ends to tie up like there was in the last one. So it's going to have to be a completely sort of new, off-the-cuff idea. And I really, if they do a third one, like I say, I really want them to bring Alice back and have that dynamic. Because I thought it would be a good ending if he'd been fired due to the way it would ended. And that him, Paul McGann, and Alice set up their own sort of little detective agency, private detective. I still think it sounds a bit cheesy, but I think that would make for awesome TV.
Yeah, but Alice is a bit crazy to be involved in anything like that.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it.
I don't know, because Lewis is a bit... Oh, not Lewis. Luther. Luther is a bit crazy too.
Yeah, but I think that's because I think if... What I'd like to see if she comes back is obviously to be helpful and what have you to start with, and then to start really losing the plot and become a real big problem towards the end.
And wasn't...
Like, give and make Luther
wasn't
choose.
Paul McGann's character a psychiatrist as well?
I can't remember that far back, actually. All I know is that he was going out with his wife. Mm.
Yeah, that would be... Well, anything that puts Luther and Alice back on a screen, and together, their scenes were always really good together, so anything that puts them together a lot would be very interesting.
Yeah, that's Luther. Luther.
Mm. Pretty awesome, by the sound of it.
Shall we talk about Marvel vs. Capcom 3? Do you know who wasn't in Luther?
Alice.
Everyone from Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, MODOK wasn't in Luther.
I'll talk about this quickly. I didn't know what to say. Is that a game? And I tried playing it. I got confused and scared.
It is nightmarishly fast.
And yeah. And you're like, I don't know how I'm gonna press buttons this quickly. And yeah, it's hard. That's a hard game. I tried it. I was on simple mode, it's fine, but it gets a bit boring because you only have like the same combos assigned all the time. And it gets kind of dull. And then I tried it on normal mode and it was impossible.
It was just really, I think my days of playing that sort of fighting game are behind me. It was far too quick for me. I couldn't keep up
I don't understand how... Is that meant a human's meant to play that game? Are we sure it's not for robots?
Yeah, it kind of is like the thing that you sort of expect it to be like a repeated process and you have to just learn by rote the sequence that you have to key in. And then you can do it really quickly with muscle memory. But the thing is, it's not a predetermined sequence every time. The enemies or your opponents fight differently every time. So you kind of expected to have to think about this and press those buttons that quickly for three different characters.
Yeah. Well, see, this is what I like with like Tekken and Mortal Kombat. You're kind of like, well, if I just keep jabbing buttons, it's probably going to be some kind of combo. Like, not a real combo, but at least I'll keep hitting people, like, smoothly.
Yeah, and you kind of learn that, like, a quarter turn and the punch button will do something, and, like, holding back and then forward will do something.
Yeah.
Things like that.
But Marvel vs. Capcom 3, it's like... Well, but, I mean, like, in Tekken or Mortal Kombat, you kind of have combos where you don't even have to press a direction. You know, if you, like, if you're just hitting, like, the punch-kick buttons, kind of stuff will flow into each other, you know? Whereas... Marvel vs. Capcom 3, it's all... I think everything is meant to be a combo. You're not meant to just hit people. It's all meant to be ridiculously convoluted chaining combos and stuff. But it's quite fun in simple mode because you just keep hitting the button that's make Iron Man's giant cannon appear, which is quite entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man's cannon is fucking huge.
I bet it is.
Hells yeah.
Man with that sort of money can afford to get himself some serious cannon augmentation.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Deadpool's fun, isn't it?
Deadpool's yeah, but a little bit noisy.
Yeah, he is. it's. I mean, you expect Deadpool to be silent and not say anything, really.
Yeah, this must have been before he got his mouth sewn up.
Yeah, exactly.
Turns out he's like Serena Williams.
I rewatched that film the other day, and I realized I got really depressed because I was like, Ryan Reynolds isn't in this very much at all, is he? And it was really upsetting.
Yeah, on the other hand, he's in Green Lantern an awful lot. Apparently, it's shit.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Wolverine Origins?
Yeah, I watched it the other day. Because I watched all the X-Men films the other day. I even watched X-Men 3. And I was like, why did I watch that film?
What, and you weren't like that after watching Origins? I'd rather watch X-Men 3 than Wolverine.
Oh, that's that. No. Wolverine's better than
Wolverine's
better than X-Men 3.
No.
Yeah, it totally is. X-Men 3 is really bad.
Isn't it funny that Storm went on to be a vampire woman in that thing?
Yes.
Was it Storm? In True Blood? Thing? She's Sookie Stackhouse.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry's not in that.
Oh, no, it's not Storm then. It's the... Oh, fuck, what do you call her? The little girl with a white streak in her hair.
Oh, Anna Paquin.
Yeah. Rogue.
Rogue.
Yeah.
Went on to be Sookie Stackhouse.
Yeah, she totally is, isn't she? Yeah, she is, isn't she? That's weird.
It is really
that.
Weird. When you go back and watch the X-Men films, you think, God, and then I watch that vampire thing where you got your baps out every week.
Yeah. There's a lot of sex in that.
Good times.
In the X-Men?
That's what the X-Men
films. There's almost no sex in the X-Men films.
Lycra-clad sex scene.
Cyclops shaving Storm with his laser vision.
Storm making it all wet.
But plus... What really depresses me about that film?
Wolverine with a big metal cock.
It's... But what depresses me about X-Men 3 is, like, Phoenix in it just feels really boring. And you're just kind of like, she's the most awesome character possible. She's this absolutely incredible, like, all-powerful being. And you make her...
Yeah, but is she as good as Dark Willow?
Yeah. She really is. Dark Phoenix is fucking amazing.
Dark Willow sounds like some sort of weed that you buy on the underground.
Look, my favourite scene in comics with Phoenix in it is where some guy pisses her off, so she keeps him alive while taking him apart molecule by molecule and making him watch.
Okay.
Which is just fucking awesome.
Kind of psychotic.
I'd get bored. That would have to take fucking ages.
No, but quite quickly, molecule. Not like a molecule a minute. Like, really quickly unravelling him.
She doesn't take, like, a molecule out and show it.
No.
And then put it down and then get another one.
No, not like that.
Because that would fucking take years.
But kind of like,
we'll just put that on the stainless steel tray over here?
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
No, basically she's kind of, like, dissolving him, but making him watch it while he's being dissolved.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's really awesome. But, you know,
mind you, that's sort of what she does to... What's his face?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean... You say she's psychotic, Peter, but I think if you were... She is basically all-powerful. You would be kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be kind of bored as well.
I mean...
Dissolving people would just be entertainment.
But, I mean, when you're at the point that the way you feed is you eat stars, you're fairly powerful.
Yeah, if I was that powerful, I'd be dissolving people before breakfast.
Just like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
And then sprinkling them on your Weetabix.
Exactly. Anyway, yes, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is, I guess, if you understand how to play those games, buy it. If you don't, really don't buy that game.
Yeah.
If you understand how to play Street Fighter properly.
Yeah, if you're if you play Street Fighter 4 and think, God, this would be really good if it was about 3 times faster, then Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is the game for you.
Basically,
if
you'd like to play a fighting game where you're kind of like, I'm not really sure what I'm doing, it's the perfect title for you.
I think the last fighting game I played was like Tekken 2.
Yeah, Tekken's good though, I like Tekken.
Yeah.
Oh, Tekken's shit.
What? Tekken is awesome.
In fact, I think it might have been Tekken that put me off that genre altogether.
No, Tekken 3 is amazing, though. I got
pandas fighting.
Yeah. Tekken's batshit crazy. The point of Tekken.
And different people and end up in a volcano at the end of every one.
Yeah, exactly. And then then Paul buys a dojo. It's brilliant.
Of course.
And then Paul buys a dojo.
That's the end. All the
who's Paul and what's he buying dojos for?
That's like the end. All the endings to Tekken Arcade Mode are just bizarre. That's literally an ending to one of them. Is Paul's one of the fighters and he buys a dojo. They're all crazy. They're all awesome. But like all the endings, are just like what is this really the ending? Okay. I really want to play Mortal Kombat, which I might play before next week.
Oh yeah, you should. Mortal Kombat's much slower.
Yeah, I want to play that, and I know I can play that game, and I also really want to play the story mode in it. I've heard it's epic.
Indeed.
So definitely want to play that.
I really like Mortal Kombat.
Right, we're moving on to the quiz. Lewis, do you have a quiz for us?
I do. It's an audio quiz.
Ooh.
that was manly, Chris.
Cheers. I do try.
So it's 1 to 10.
Yes.
And the theme is ident.
Right.
Whose ident is
it? Give me a second. Let me just...
Don't be getting up like pages and cheating.
I'm not getting up pages and cheating. I'm actually opening a thing to write 1 to 10 on.
I.e. Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm going to write 1 to 10 in Wikipedia. Gonna be an article. The numbers 1 to 10.
I'm using text to edit this week rather than an actual pen and actual paper.
Oh, you let me down.
I'm using Chi Edit on my Ubuntu netbook.
Ooh, get you! I thought I was being all fancy with Mac OS, but no, you're running Ubuntu.
Yeah.
I thought I was being fancy with a quid.
That is fairly fancy. Right, come on then.
It takes me half hour to write one word, though, because I have to keep dicking it
in. Keep dicking it in the ink.
Not sure you're doing it right. Maybe that's why it takes you so long to write.
It has to write really big.
Right.
It feels good, though.
Let's do this, shizzle.
Maybe that's why I keep trying to do it.
Let's do this.
That's why your knob's gone blue.
I can win. By the way, who won last week? Did Peter win last week?
Dan was lost at sea.
Yeah, Dan's quite rubbish, though.
Dan was man overboard.
Oh.
In fact, I think he didn't even bother. He just wrote 1 to 10 Bono, which I did not care for.
Well, to be fair, I wrote 1 to 10 and then wrote Orcs quite a lot.
But at least you did have real answers in there somewhere.
Yeah, also Orcs.
Right, number one. We're going to start off with a nice...
You say that every week.
Mm-hmm.
Number... It's the beginning of Star Wars.
Number two. Number... six. Number seven. number 8. Did you hear that one alright? It was quite quiet.
No, I heard that. I just didn't know where it was.
Okay. Number 9.
Oh, fuck.
And number 10. So there you go, there were your idents.
Okay.
How many do you think you got?
I've got 6, and I'm reasonably confident on 4 of them.
I've answered 6, but the answer for 2 of them is the same, so I'm probably not going to get 6.
Well, 1 and 4, I can't decide which way round they go. I'm sure that I've got the 2 companies right. I can't decide which way round they are.
But you do realise that if you've got them round the wrong way, I now know that you won't have got any of them correct.
Shh. Let's go.
Number 1.
Is it Universal?
No.
Or is it Fox?
It's 20th Century Fox.
Fuck. I knew I had them the wrong way round. Oh.
And now we know. So that's 1-0 to Peter. Number 2.
Is that Disney?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It is Disney. 2-1. Number 3.
Is that DreamWorks?
Yep. 3-2. Number 4 was Universal, so that's 4-2 to Peter. 5.
Didn't get 5.
No, I didn't get 5.
Columbia TriStar.
Oh, fuck.
See, the thing is, even the ones I didn't get sounded really familiar. You just can't place them.
Yeah. I couldn't work out what they were.
Number 6.
No idea.
Number 6 is one of the answers that I wrote Bruckheimer for.
No, that's Troublemaker Studios. You know, the one with the big explosions before Sin City and things like that. It's Rodriguez's one. Number 6. No, 7.
Is number 7 Marvel? I'm not sure.
No, I knew you were going to say that, though, because the beginning bit does
It's really similar, isn't it, the beginning bit?
It's not, Peter. Lionsgate.
Of course.
Number 8
was the second one that I wrote Bruckheimer for.
It is Bruckheimer.
With the lightning hitting the trees. Yeah.
Yep. 5-2 to Peter. Number 9.
Didn't get it.
Well, 9 I know I'm wrong because I've written TriStar, but you've already had that.
Touchstone.
Oh, fuck.
And number 10.
No idea.
No.
Scott Free.
Okay.
So Peter wins 5-2.
Yes. I just couldn't work out which way around Fox and Universal went.
Yeah.
It's really irritating. Because I changed it about 5 times back and forth.
What, like Willow does with her hair?
Yeah.
She whips her answers back and forth.
I'm with my answers back and forth.
If I'd done that, I would have just been 5-4. I would have been close.
Still would have lost.
Yeah, but at least it would have been close. I don't mind if I come close. It
doesn't matter the distance or the numbers between them.
It does to
me. You're still first in a long line of losers.
Does to me. right, questions. I think we're going to add 2.
We're getting popular by the week.
Oh, we had 3.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Hold the phone.
I don't feel like an abject failure.
But, to be fair, one of them is from Liam.
Oh.
And we're never going to be an abject failure, Peter. We are the perfect storm of filth.
Oh, yep. Just,
if you ever get low, just remind yourself.
Remember
that.
Yeah. If you happen to be listening to this podcast now, rush immediately to a device which allows you to email and send us a fucking question. Please?
Yes, please. I'm going to go tweet if there's any more questions.
On that there Twitter.
On that there Twitter.
Did you not know that Twitter's dead now? We've got Google+.
Oh no, I fucking hate Google Plus.
Oh.
Don't understand it. It confuses me.
Poor Google Plus. I really like Google Plus, but most of that is simply because I just want it to kill Facebook, because I fucking detest Facebook.
You're realizing that people from Facebook will end up on Google Plus, and you have to deal with them again.
Yeah, but I'll just put them in a circle called Bellends that I never have to publish anything to.
Yeah. Well, someone did, there was a good point I saw, which is it's, I know you can have like your main feed and you can view individual circles, but it's annoying that you can't like combine the feed from two circles into one. If you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like
so
a
you can't
diagram.
Have like, yeah. So you can't have two circles selected at the same time and be like, I want to see like everything from these ones. So you could have, like you said, then you could have people like Bellends, but you'd be able to see everyone else but Bellends together, which would be handy.
Yeah.
What are you two talking about?
Bellends.
Mostly.
I just zoned out there for a bit.
Google Plus.
And all I heard was Bellends.
Google Plus.
And tying them together.
Talk about Google Plus. Right. Liam says, what is your favourite flavour? I don't...
That's another Craig David.
Oh, is it?
It could be.
What's your favourite flavour?
What's your flavour?
I like strawberry. That's a good flavour.
Vanilla.
Vanilla's not a flavour. Vanilla's just the absence of flavour.
How dare you? Vanilla is one of the nicest flavours in the world.
No, I'm afraid Pete...
You shut your dirty foolish mouth.
Lewis, Peter's right.
No, Peter's not right. And you can fuck off as well.
Peter, what's your favourite flavour?
Cherry.
That's a good choice.
Oh, you have no right to
cock. No, cherry's a good choice.
I have no right to cock.
No.
I'm sure you still got a right to cock.
I'm just subliminally sliding in.
Surely I still have a right to cock.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got loads of questions now. They're suddenly flooding in. Hooray.
Well, I asked earlier, no fucker responded.
Well, no one responded until I said any more for any more, and we finally got some.
I got an email question in amongst the competitions.
What's that? What's it say?
It says, and it is from Alistair Higgins. He says, what was the most disappointing game you guys ever played?
The Game of Life.
That's a brilliant game.
I said that in a really sarcastic My Life Sucks way. But then I realised that the Game of Life is actually a pretty good game, like the board game.
Yeah, you get cars.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet game.
You go to university.
Oh man, that's a good game. Payday. Payday's pretty awesome.
And there's a big spinny wheel in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know who's not in the Game of Life?
Who?
Alice.
Oh, that's true. What if you were playing the Game of Life with someone called Alice?
I've never played the Game of Life with someone called Alice.
Well, fair enough.
And I refuse to start now.
Yeah, I'm not going to get dragged into that seedy world.
Yeah.
That's a really good question, actually.
Disappointing. Didn't we have a similar question to this before? Once. I'm sure we did. What was disappointing?
I was quite disappointed recently with the Duke Nukem game, but it's probably not the most disappointing ever because I was sort of half expecting that.
It's got to be something that you'd think would be good, but then turned out to be shit.
I wouldn't say it was the most disappointing, but I was very disappointed by Killzone 3.
Mm. Oh, do you know what?
Just because I loved Killzone 2 so much and it all just changed and I just don't think it had as much character, as much oomph to it. It just felt a bit weak.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Peter?
I had myself a little tantrum once with Gran Turismo 1, the first ever Gran Turismo game. I rented it from the video shop and I expected I'd seen reviews in magazines and pictures of it and shit like that. I expected it to be amazing because it looked amazing and everybody was saying it was amazing. And then I tried to get my licenses and the car didn't stop as I wanted it to. And I think I was like 14 at the time and ended up having a bit of a tantrum and taking it back.
Mm.
And then I got it again a few weeks later and actually figured out that it was a fantastic game. So at the time I was really disappointed in that.
I think maybe Halo Wars?
Oh, Halo Wars was shit.
Yeah, but it you felt like it might be quite good before it came out. And then it really wasn't.
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah. Snake Eater as well.
Metal Gear Solid.
I haven't played that.
Jesus.
I was quite disappointed with Metal Gear Solid 3.
You might get abuse for that one.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
It might be well deserved.
What else? Also, again, with Halo, ODST wasn't... Although, that didn't look like it was going to be great beforehand, either.
And to be fair, it was still... You know, ODST was still pretty good. It just wasn't as good as the others.
ODST was playable. I'll go that far.
Oh, Doom 3.
Yeah, it's true.
Doom 3 was fairly spectacularly disappointing.
Lots of darkness and suddenly monster.
Yeah. Very boring. Just there was nothing happening in Doom 3. And Doom 2 was brilliant.
Anything... you got any others, Lewis, or are you happy with your answers?
Zelda.
Oh, and God of War 2. God, that was awful.
I knew you were going to say that. You little cunt.
Right, moving on. Before you
I think you'll find I'm a massive cunt.
a big floppy one.
Mr. Dan Lee, 24, said he just tried out that UFC fitness game and it's pretty tough. Have you tried any other fitness titles on the market? Which, coming from him, he's a big, like, buff bloke. He used to be a wrestler, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he's reviewing UFC personal training for us because he used to do cage fighting.
Yeah, and we gave it to Jen, and Jen couldn't do it, which I felt really guilty about.
To be fair, at least she had a go. I got it in the post and went, fuck that.
Yeah,
who else can I get to do this?
Because who reviewed it? Who did the preview for us?
That was Lee Bradley.
And he said it was ridiculously difficult.
Yeah.
And everything I've seen about that is it's impossible to review because most game reviewers are really out of shape blokes and just like, this is too hardcore for me.
Yeah, I used to get out of breath playing on Wii Fit.
Yeah.
On the bits where you have to run on Wii Fit, I used to get out of breath. And then
UFC might kill you in that case. Yeah,
well, it came in the post like the week after I had that thing with my chest when I really still couldn't move very much.
That's not a good time to be playing UFC.
Yeah. I also tried EA Sports Active on the Wii, and it was pretty good.
I want to get a Kinect to try your shape because that looks really good.
My shape looks really good, thanks.
Yeah. That's right, Lewis. Does Dance Central count? It sort of counts. I did that. That was fun. There's video of that, as everyone knows.
What about the fight?
The fight
Peter?
Hurts. It's not really a fitness game.
I've heard that.
But it does wreck you.
Yeah. I'd also like to confirm I will be playing Dance Central 2 at Eurogamer Expo this year.
Excellent. I will be videoing.
And there will be video. And do you remember that email I sent you a while ago about my idea for it?
Yes.
We're going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be quite entertaining, I feel. I don't want to reveal too much about that, but there may be a montage.
This is maybe
a
good opportunity, though. If anybody wants to see any sort of video footage or any special podcasty stuff from the Eurogamer Expo at the end of September, get your ideas because we're planning on doing as much as we can.
Yeah, exactly. And possibly dying.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Drinking quite a lot.
Yeah, well, as we worked out, we've got the 2 days and we'll probably get everything covered in those 2 days. And then we can just get pissed and muck about for the weekend.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll be brilliant. All right, moving. Oh, Lewis, I don't suppose you've tried any fitness games, have you?
That's a bit insulting.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Well, you don't look like you've tried any fitness games.
No, just in that I didn't think Lewis had any of the like required fitnessy stuff.
I haven't, to be honest. The only thing I've sort of played would be the boxing thing on the Wii where you try and knock as many punch bags off the hooks as possible.
See, that was quite tough too.
Yeah, I would love that. That was addictive.
The Wii Fit games are actually quite a fun, I guess.
Yeah.
I refuse to stand on a Wii Fit board. Never.
AshW92 says, how much is the maximum you would be willing to pay for a game on release?
35.
Yeah, probably about that. I wouldn't pay more than 35.
For a brand new game on release?
Yeah.
Like 40,
I guess I might pay 40, because I think I paid 40 for Halo when it came out.
Well, 40 is about average for a game.
Yeah. I don't really want to pay more than 40.
Having said that, I say that. It depends what game it is, because God of War 3, I bought the £110.
Yeah, I think we're just talking about, like, if you're just talking about just the game, rather than, like, special editions.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't.
I mean,
I wouldn't like to go above £40.
I mean, special edition, I'm totally willing to pay.
Yeah, if the stuff that you get with it's good.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've seen the Killzone 3 special edition thing in HMV.
Oh, what, with the hell gun?
The helmet thing in it. I've seen that for £35 in HMV.
Yeah.
And I'm always really tempted because I really like those special editions where you get something like a figure or something with them. So I'm always really tempted to buy it. But then when you see it out of the box, the helmet looks really shit. It's like a shrunken head.
Yeah.
I'm still.
It does look like a plaster of Paris that a 3-year-old's painted.
I'm still determined to get the Batman special edition from the last Batman game with the Batarang.
Oh, I nearly bought you one of them for your birthday.
Oh, it'd be sweet.
And then I saw the price.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was a proper official metal one. Oh, well. It was like $59.95.
I'd have a Batarang.
Here, have some flashing T-shirt emblems.
I might get kicked out of here again with if I have a Batarang. That might not end well.
I doubt it. You'd be in a room full of geeks.
And you'll have a Batarang.
It's come to be expected.
Yeah, but I will probably be using the Batarang.
That's even better.
Against people who want to throw penguins at me.
I would absolutely love it if someone actually took a penguin and threw it.
There are plans. I know that person is definitely planning to do it.
There are plans.
Yeah, I've heard on the Twitter.
There are plans to steal a penguin from London.
Not an actual penguin. I think like a soft, fluffy penguin.
Like a young one. Before they've got
that's worse.
With all his downy.
Now I'm just thinking of Cliff Richard and the young ones. Maybe we're the young ones. And now I'm thinking of the 1980s sitcom.
A lot of things I can tolerate, but bringing Cliff Richard onto this podcast is one step too far.
The young one.
No.
Moving on. Jason says, "Can we mention folding? Yes, folding is good. Apparently,
Japanese like folding.
Apparently things that it solves things that aren't cancer. I got told off for saying it just solves cancer." Mostly it's genetic diseases.
How dare you insinuate that it solves cancer?
Well, apparently it solves cancer and other things. Apparently it's mostly genetic diseases.
Leprosy, that's genetic. Does it solve that?
I'm not sure leprosy is genetic.
How would you know?
Because I'm a scientist.
Of?
Leprosy.
He's a leprosologist.
Exactly.
He always leaves his head in the job.
Spoof of Barnabas says, that's quite long, I'll get to that in a minute. Toby Mott says, 7 lit candles, man blows out 3, how many candles are left in the end? 7.
Yeah, 7 Julie. Candles.
Because he's blown them flames. Out. Yeah, there's 4 flames left, but he's blown out. Yeah. And unless he means like blowing them out of the room, in which case there's 4.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Candle in the wind.
There was no backing singing at that point, Chris. You've just ruined it.
There's always backing singing in my head.
I bet you wish you had video. I was doing Elton John's twitchy eyebrow dance.
We were being serenaded then.
It's not. No.
Were you singing Norma Jean or Diana?
Definitely no. Norma Jean.
Yeah.
I'm not Diana's biggest fan.
Apparently there's burnout crash screens.
Ooh.
That's not ideal for a podcast.
Yeah. They look fantastic.
Discuss. They look pretty cool. Have you seen them?
No.
Peter?
No. I can pretend.
They look
alright.
They look...
Oh, look at
them. They look like a cartoony version of Grand Theft Auto 1.
Yeah, did you see that UFO?
Oh, it's a UFO? Sweet. appearance in that.
I have no idea. I'm making it
look,
up.
This one. There's one with the dolphin.
Awesome. It does look a bit mental.
It's a dolphin is it being driven over.
Actually, driven over? Driven over what?
Driven over by a car.
Peter, you remember the PSP version of Grand Theft Auto?
Chinatown Wars.
Yeah. Remember how that looked?
Yeah.
If you took that and then made the buildings quite cartoony styled.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
And then it was crash mode from Burnout. That's basically it.
Hmm.
What do you reckon? Are you actually looking at it
now? Yeah, I'm actually looking at it now.
It looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. Looks all right.
I mean, it's definitely crashing.
There is definitely crashing, and it does appear to be crashing into buildings.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice.
So I'll give it that.
It also appears to have the Xbox button overlays. Is this... I thought this was a 3DS thing.
No, it's like a... I think it's a download title or something.
Ah. That would explain it. And there is one of the screenshots actually has written on it, press A to explode.
Yeah. Which sold. You want in a game.
That's a metaphor to live your life by.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not a metaphor at all. I don't know why I said metaphor.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Because where are you seeing these screens?
I'm looking at them on the world's finest video game website, thesixthaxis.com.
Oh, okay. Because CC linked me to them on a website that should remain nameless, but used to be just a video games retailer and has recently expanded into blogging.
And reviewing.
And I didn't realise that Joe was writing for him.
Yeah, that's Joe's new job.
Yeah. No comment. Moving on. The Lone Steven says, if this is the answer, what is the question?
Well, that was.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to waste a question too, Steven. You only get one question and you wasted it on that.
How do you feel about Season 2, Episode 15 of Battlestar Galactica? No idea, because I haven't seen Season 2, Episode 15 of Battlestar Galactica.
The bit with the dolphin was awesome.
Yeah. I've heard that's good.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Sequest DSV, which was essentially Battlestar Galactica, but just underwater.
Oh, man, that game...
I did like Sequest.
Yeah.
With the man from Jaws was in it, wasn't
it? Yeah, Rob Schneider.
I went to a theme park once, and it had a Sequest bit. It was weird.
Right. I watched that IT crowd with the Sea Parks.
And then finally, Spoof Barnabas says... what game sequels are you looking forward to? One announced. I'm personally wanting Borderlands 2. Borderworlds and Dante's Inferno 2.
Really?
Really? To which one?
Dante's Inferno 2.
This is what he says.
Really?
That's what Spoof of Barnabas says.
But really, though? Does he really say because that, Chris?
He does. He says. Well, he says Dante's 2.
Oh, fair enough, then.
Which I assume he means Dante's Inferno,
yeah.
Because I didn't know. I, as far as I know, there's not a game that's just called Dante.
No.
So,
although Dante was the main character in that Capcom game, wasn't he? Devil May Cry.
What?
Devil May Cry.
Yeah, but I don't think it span off into a Dante series. So
no,
maybe
some would say it span off into the Dante's Inferno series.
Yeah,
very similar.
Inferno for Dante. But yeah, I mean, obviously there was the highly successful sequel to the epic poem, so clearly they've got to make a follow up game.
Yeah. Well, do you think he got to the end of what was he called?
Oh, I can't remember.
He was called Dante Alighieri, wasn't he? Or Alighieri.
Yeah.
Do you think he got to the end of the poem and just like, well, that was it. Fuck it, I finished. Put his pen down.
Yeah. Probably.
True. Well, they'll have to get somebody in to write a new poem so they can make a second game.
Yeah.
Shall we answer the question?
Do you know what's scary about Dante's Inferno, though? The fact that they adapted the poem into a game and then didn't they make a book out of the game?
Yeah.
That's just getting weird at that point.
Yeah. Maybe the sequel's going to be a game with a book.
It's just like we're adapting things back into their original form. That doesn't make any sense.
That's what they should do. They should make now they've made the game from the poem. Now they should make the book from the game. Now they should get a completely different team that hasn't even seen the game and make them adapt that book into a game.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then adapt that game into a poem.
Oh shit. It's fucking circular.
And then,
do you think they're like,
then maybe Chris could work it into some sort of contemporary dance routine.
And then turn that contemporary dance routine into a game.
And it'll turn out that they sent the game back in time and that's where the poem came from.
Oh.
Darcy's is mental. Should we actually answer this question?
What was the question?
What sequels are you looking forward to?
Didn't we do this the other
day? Halo 4.
That was your answer the other day.
Is Halo, the question not which sequels that haven't been announced are you looking forward to?
No, it's either. Which sequels do you want announced or are you looking forward to?
I'm, because of the Steam sale, I bought Grand Theft Auto 4 for the third time. I'm really quite ready for Grand Theft Auto 5 now.
I'm quite ready for Hannah Montana, The Legal Year.
Oh, she should do a threesome with Mary-Kate and Ashley. Now they're all legal and on coke.
Actually, no, get rid of the anorexic one.
Oh, no, leave her in there.
Oh, bit of variation. Ooh, I'm looking forward to even... I'm looking forward to, I guess you made another Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah. That's how we can steer me away from wildly inappropriate comments. Yeah.
Just because the end of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah, the next Assassin's Creed game will be great. I think Grand Theft Auto 5.
I think we've talked about this in the past as well, though. But the fact that they said, oh, you don't need to play Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, it doesn't have any impact on the main story. That's just a fucking lie. When you get to the end of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah, it's kind of crucial.
Although maybe they'll do a little recap. Yeah, still though, that's... It's not like a little thing happens.
No, it is fairly massive.
That's one game that I normally don't give a shit about spoilers. But the end of that game is so ridiculous that I just don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Yeah, especially the dolphin.
Yeah, the dolphin's fucking sweet. What the fuck was that?
Nothing.
Oh, dear.
I was looking forward to Sonic Generations, and then I played the Sonic Generations demo, and now I'm not so much.
I think if they can sort out the frame rate on that and get the motion problems fixed, it could be really good.
If they can make a game where I can actually get my eyes to focus on Sonic.
Yeah, it made me feel just, ill.
It made me just feel really old. I just couldn't get my eyes to focus properly. Isaac said he played it
several times. Well, he obviously played it several times. He made videos of it. He said that the more he played it, he never really had a problem with it. But the more he played it, the more comfortable he got with it. It was not an issue at all.
I tried to play it and I was just like... In the end, I was keeping track of where I was by keeping track of like where the center of the screen was.
Yeah.
Not where Sonic was. So it's just like, I just can't pick Sonic out. It's just, it moves so fast and there's so much going on in the background that I just can't see him. It's really irritating. What else am I actually looking forward to?
The Borderlands sequel. Did he mention that in the email?
Yeah, he said Borderlands. Yeah. He said.
That and Starhawk as well.
Maybe Starhawk if they get a PS3. That's not going to happen.
You should definitely think about it.
Yeah, but as you always say, I'd have another console that I wouldn't play games on.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be playing those games online for free. Only that's not true now, because Sony are going to start charging you for it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So...
But it has iPlayer. So,
that's the one advantage. I'd use it to play iPlayer. But all I use my 360 for is watching videos.
Hmm.
Really, this is badly thought out of me. I shouldn't be a games journalist. Maybe I should play games.
Maybe.
I played two games this week. That was a lot for me.
It's more than I played.
And then I tried to play games last night, and I had to edit things, and it didn't work so well, because then I edited them instead of playing games.
See?
That happens quite a lot, that does.
Well, don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you. I blame either writers for giving me things to edit, or readers for wanting things to read. One of the two.
Those pesky readers.
Yeah. Wanting content. God damn it. Can't you just come and visit us and we'll get the ad hits and that's it?
Probably not.
It seems like a better model to me.
Yeah. Visits for nothing. People just clicking on the same thing over and over again.
That sounds like a brilliant business model.
It's a wonderful concept if we could convince people how to do it. How do you do that?
What if we said a random visitor will get cake?
Just one people random do like visitor cake. Will get cake.
No, like 1 an hour will get cake.
But then we'd have to mine their personal details so that we could send them cake.
Well, that's true. But then we could sell all the other personal details. But they won't cake. It's perfect business plan. I love it. We could do that.
And all our advertisers would end up being cake. Oh, that would be awesome, actually.
Yeah. You said that like it's a bad thing. I was like, no, that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah. So what was that question again about sequels?
I don't know. Cake. I should finish playing Dead Space.
Yeah, me too. Dead Space 2. I got like three chapters into Dead Space 2 and then stopped playing it.
I don't know. I'm at a bit and then, I don't know. I took out an artificial intelligence, I think, and then I got bored.
I don't even think I've got that far.
I think I had to go back through a bit of the game, and I hate when games make me do that, so I turned it off.
Oh, do you know what I played this week that I forgot all about? I played Shadows of the Damned.
What is that about? I keep hearing people talking about that.
It's about a guy called Hotspur who's like a demon hunter, and he's got like a haunted gun. I don't know, I only played it for like half an hour.
Do you know what I'm reading? That's fucking awesome.
Sorry, what do you read?
I'm reading, not a comic, it's an actual book, which is odd because it doesn't have pictures in it. I get very scared. but I'm reading American Gods by Neil Gaiman, and it's fucking awesome. It's about what happens when you stop believing in gods and start believing in new things. So it's set in America, and it's all about the things that people believe in America. So it's kind of like concepts become gods. So like there's a god of the internet and stuff like that.
Awesome. That would be me. I'm the god of the internet.
Yeah. It's fucking so good. I'm only a little bit into it. It's like 600 pages long, but it's really good.
Who actually would be king of the internet, do you think? We won't talk about gods because that's blasphemous and you know that we don't like to offend people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, apparently the most liked person on Facebook is Eminem.
Okay.
He seems all right, yeah.
Who has the most friends, though?
I think I have no idea.
Probably it would have to either be somebody from Google like Larry Page or that other guy, Sir Guy, whatever his name is. Or it would probably be like Mark Zuckerberg or something.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg surely is the most followed profile on Google Plus, the competing social network.
That's weird.
Yeah. And apparently it is actually him.
Surely if you want a god of the internet, it must be like Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah. Probably. But he, or Al Gore. Al Gore claims to have invented the internet.
Yeah, it's true. But Tim Berners-Lee actually seems nice is the difference.
I don't know as I've ever actually seen or heard Tim Berners-Lee talk.
He seems like a nice fat fellow.
Did you just call him fat, though?
Yeah, I don't know why I said fat, though.
Seems like a nice fat.
Who
is this man that you're talking
Tim
about?
Tim Berners-Lee, he invented the World Wide Web. And HTML and stuff. He invented it all when he was working at CERN. Right.
He wasn't a fan of search engines.
No.
He said that everybody should just surf the internet going link to link.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that sounds fun.
Sounds fucking laborious. Do you know how many websites there are?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know how many links you'll click before you get porn? One.
It's true.
And after that, you're distracted.
I would imagine he's probably changed his opinion on that now, though.
Possibly. Because I don't know.
Well, to be fair, at the beginning of the internet, it was quite a different scale, wasn't it? So maybe his opinion made sense at the start of it all, but not so much now. Right. Let's end the podcast.
So you're saying that the wishes of the internet god have become outdated for the modern age?
Yes. It's
quite allegorical for real religion, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
God, we've gone all philosophical.
Maybe they'll make a poem out of that.
So let's end the podcast. I have been, as always, your host, Christian Lipscomb. Why did I use my full name? That's weird. I've been as... Oh, Oh, awesome. Brilliant song. Everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with blue, right? Window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue, double D, double die, double D, double die, double D, double die, D, double die.
Oh, great sign off.
And I'm too busy singing. D, double die, double D, double die. I'm blue, double D, double die, double D, double die.
Yeah, Lewis probably, right. Like, he probably thought he'd play that and piss us off, but actually, that's just awesome.
That's just such a good song.
And just sit here and listen to it.
I've been, as always, your host, Chris Lipscomb. You can get me at twitter.com/HalPro.
That's not true, Christian. You are not always the host.
I have been as per... If you averaged out the podcast, I would be the average host of the podcast.
Is this Chris David?
I think so.
Yeah.
So... I have been your average host of this podcast.
Band, isn't
he? I've been joined, as per normal, by editor-in-chief of the successes.com and managing director of Oscar Mike Media, Peter Chapman. You can get twitter.com/colossalblue. I've also been joined, as per normal, by head dude over at screendemon.com, Lewis Gaston. You can get at twitter.com/LewisGaston. You can get me at twitter.com/HalPro. And thank you all for listening to episode 26 of the Oscar Mike Media podcast. Weirdly, this has been a half year podcast, so I guess thank you for listening to half a year's worth of whatever the fuck this is. Right, say goodbye, everybody.
Hello.
I said say goodbye and you're just playing music.
Listening. Do you know what, right? You can say what you like about Elton John. Yeah, that's it. You can say what you like about him. He can't hear you.
Right. Right. Say goodbye, everybody.
That's a good song. That's from Robert Downey Jr.
Come on, I'm not going to school disco all night.
You what?
I don't want to school disco all evening.
Oh, you sound like my teacher.
Yeah, really.
Such a drag.
My teacher was a drag. A drag. But it's impossible.
This is the first school disco I've been to when I'm not trying to get drunk and finger somebody around the back of the bike sheds.
Right.
Don't lie, you're trying to get me right now.
Anyway, say goodbye, everyone.
I haven't got a bike shed, I've got a normal shed.
It'll do. It's a date.
Let's go.
Oh, dear. I feel like I've been particularly disgusting during this podcast.
Say goodbye. Away I go.
You have to live up to the perfect storm of filth.
Goodbye.
Lewis, say goodbye.
You what, sorry?
Say goodbye.
Was that Blockbuster?
Yeah, was it?
The Mac lads did a parody of Blockbuster called Fat Bastard. The Fat Bastard! Has anyone seen him eat? He's never seen his feet. fat bastard, like that. It was really funny, which is odd because the Mac lads generally are racist and sexist and homophobic.
Apparently,
is that why you listen to
according
them?
To Lee Cash, a burger is directed on Uncharted.
Oh.
What?
Or possibly a director whose surname is Burger. One of the two.
Lewis.
Burger.
What director's surname? What directors have the surname Burger? Go.
I've never heard of a burger.
I don't know, apparently he worked with Bradley Cooper before.
Oh, he wouldn't be like someone who did Nemesis, what's it called? Limitless and...
Maybe, I don't know. I'm just presuming it's being directed by an actual burger.
Neil Burger.
Is that a person?
Apparently. Neil Burger or Peter Burger.
Well, is one from a film director?
Neil Burger is the director of Limitless, apparently.
Well, that would be him, then.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. There you are. Breaking news.
Do you know what told me that? The Google.
Interesting.
The Google.
Right.
I think if there was a god of internet, Google would be god.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's ask God.
Right. See, I think Google would be the gospel.
I'm getting a headache, so let's end this podcast.
That's what happens
say
when
goodbye.
You spend 2 hours talking to me and Lewis.
Yeah. Say goodbye, everybody. Lewis, say goodbye. Peter's already said goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Lewis.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
Bye. Oh, God.
That's all I do, it sustains me.
All I want to do is listen to some glam rock. No, not loud, is it?
No, of course not.
Next week, tell me I'm not allowed to listen
you're
to
glam rock. Sounds like you're...
That'd be weird because.
So unfair.
Particularly as Lewis is older than me. Okay, I need to go cook stuff.
You're not really allowed to listen
maybe
to glam
rock. Maybe technically. I'd do what I fucking want. I want to be an idiot.
Do you want to be in my game? Anyway. Maybe I won't...
For
maybe
the record, I don't. That may have been one step too far.
Oh, I've got other things I could have that aren't stir-fry.
Chris is having his
Chris, it's Thursday night. We're recording a podcast. You're having pizza.
I had pizza on Tuesday.